That's right. It's time to jump on the 2CR time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 18th of June. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 618, former governor Li Yuan became Emperor Guozhu of Tang, initiating 3 centuries of Tang dynasty rule over China. Following the disintegration of the Su dynasty in 617, Li Yuan had installed the 12-year-old Yang Yu as puppet emperor while he was the true power behind the throne. But tiring of the farce, he forced Yang Yu to yield the throne to him and later had the child emperor executed. Emperor Guozhu's reign was concentrated on uniting all of China under the Tang, a task at which he succeeded by 628.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better.
Today's date in 860, as part of the Byzantine Rus War, a fleet of around 200 Rus vessels sailed into the Bosphorus and started pillaging the suburbs of the Byzantine capital, Constantinople. Poor old Constantinople, never gets a break. French forces under Joan of Arc defeated the English army at the Battle of Patay today in 1429, turning the tide of the Hundred Years' War. The United States Declaration of War upon the United Kingdom was signed by President James Madison, beginning the War of 1812 on June 18th, funnily enough, 1812. 1815, the Battle of Waterloo resulted in the defeat of Napoleon Bonaparte, forcing him to abdicate the throne of France for the second and final time. The Swan River Colony was officially proclaimed today in 1829 on the Swan River in Western Australia. First reports of the British colony described poor conditions and starving colonists, deeming the land totally unfit for agriculture and incorrectly reporting that the settlers had already abandoned the colony. Despite all this, the settlement would soon be renamed Perth and become the capital city of Western Australia. June 18th in 1873, early American suffragette Susan B. Anthony was fined $100 for attempting to vote in the 1872 presidential election, this of course being prior to women being allowed to vote. She refused to pay the fine, but authorities declined to take further action. Good on you, Susan. American aviator Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean today in 1928, albeit as a passenger, not pilot, landing at Burryport, Wales. The Egyptian Revolution of 1952 ended today with the overthrow of the Muhammad Ali dynasty and the declaration of the Republic of Egypt. And finally, today's date in 1983, astronaut Sally Ride became the first American woman in space. Good on you, Sally.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
And some famous birthdays for us this morning. Famed film critic Roger Ebert, born 1942. Sadistic son of Saddam Hussein, Uday Hussein, 1964. Footy star Cameron Smith is 38 today. And Richard Madden, Rob Stark, 35. And some famous musos for us this morning. Dizzy Reed, Guns N' Roses, 58. Nathan Morris of Boys to Men, turning the big 5-0. Blake Shelton is 45. And Josh Dunn, 21 Pilots. Jack Barakat of All Time Low, both turning 33. We're going in on these guys this morning. Sir Paul McCartney of the Beatles and Wings, turning 79 today. Met George Harrison on the school bus as a child and joined John Lennon's skiffle group, the Quarrymen, when he was 15. After Harrison joined the band as well, they changed their name to the Beatles, and the rest is history. His songwriting partnership with Lennon remains the most successful in history. Taking us out, this is Hey Jude, the Beatles, This Day in History for 2SER.